course, we all saw when Jennifer Aniston's ex, John Mayer, went on a rant to TMZ and other cameras on the street about his breakup with Jennifer. Watch this.
Jennifer Aniston is the smartest, most sophisticated person I think I've ever met. And people are different. People have different chemistry. They have different lives. It's not about years. It's about going out with somebody, being truthful on the way in, being truthful in the middle, and being truthful on the way out. You're either a cheater or you break up. And I'm not the first. I'm the second one.
Kristen, Jennifer Aniston, a very private person, I would have to imagine she was surprised, maybe even hurt by this rant, these revelations. But is her return to television in a big way just what the doctor ordered?
I think absolutely. I mean, Britney Spears actually dealt with the troubles that she was going through last season. She decided to come on How I Met Your Mother, and it was a very safe environment away from the paparazzi, away from, you know, all of that sort of attention that she didn't want. I think for Jennifer, this is a golden opportunity. It is a hit show. It is the it comedy of the moment. They have some huge guest stars coming on this season, which have also, they're yet to be revealed. But I think it's great for her to get back in the must-see TV game on a show that is up for the most Emmys of any comedy this year. And she has a very good chance of getting an Emmy nomination from this.
Yeah, it has won an Emmy in the past. It's a well-respected, successful show. I agree. Smart move by Jennifer and by NBC, because celebrity guest starring roles usually are a boost for ratings. And we did just learn that on 30 Rock, Aniston will play a stalker who apparently becomes infatuated with Alec Baldwin's characters. His character, rather. Stalkers, we know, can be angry people. Russell, is this a great way maybe for Jennifer to let off some steam?
Expressing yourself through your art or your work is always a good way to let off some steam. And she can bring a lot of material to this role. Let's not forget, Jennifer Aniston is very familiar with infatuation. More than a decade ago, millions of American women got the Rachel cut. People have always been infatuated by her. In fact, Brooke, I bet we can find some pictures of you and even Kristen with the Rachel.
I don't think my hair ever looked that good. I may have tried, though, Russell. But, yeah, great news for Jennifer Aniston. I want to talk now about another big return to television. 90210 premiered Tuesday night. Now, I loved the original 90210 in the 90s, I will admit. But the first scene out of the box with this new one was one of teenagers having oral sex. Kristen, a desperate cry for attention right off the bat?